As last month's edition was an all-electronic celebration of the Hammond organ, this month will be predominantly pipe organ, although there are a couple of new electronic organ releases to share with you. Whatever your preference, it's all here on Organ First Radio. Getting the show underway, here's Robert Wolfe at the Thursford Wurlitzer with a selection of tunes from the show The Great Gatsby, and I'm sure you'll know each and every one of them.
Thank you.
Robert Wolf with a selection from The Great Gatsby. I'm midway through completing part two of a video which tells the story of the Pontins organ festivals, and I'm reminded that back in 1989, the Allen Organ Company flew in the American organ star Johnny Seng to play a concert at the Morecambe Holiday Village, where the festivals were then being staged. The stage crew, myself included, uploaded no less than 34 full-size speaker cabinets and arranged and stacked them the entire width of the stage. Come the concert, and sad to say that the performance by this great artist certainly did not do him any favours, or the organ company either. Maybe it was jet lag, who knows. He passed away in 2002, but he left behind some superb theatre organ tracks, and this is one of them. The St. Louis Blues Twist. Johnny Seng. The St. Louis Blues Twist, the four manual 19 rank Wurlitzer organ in the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary in Mundelein, Illinois. That was recorded back in the mid 60s by Johnny Seng when he made a series of recordings there. The organ has since been enlarged and fully restored. Okay, change over now to the first of the two new electronic organ CDs, the first one being from Howard Beaumont, now entertaining the holidaymakers at the Scarborough Spa Sun Court enclosure every Monday and Wednesday afternoons, right through to September the 10th of this year, where he plays programmes of popular music to suit all tastes. Additionally, at 10:30 every Friday morning in the Grand Hall Ocean Room, there's the popular coffee dances, for which he provides a programme of ballroom, Latin, old time and popular sequence dancing on the superb dance floor. Music such as this. Quick Step medley comprising of Got the Sun in the Morning, You Can't Get a Man with a Gun, and When the Midnight Choo Choo Leaves for Alabama. And they were taken from the first Strict Dance Time recording that Howard has made for quite some time. In fact, I think the last one was way back in 1996, when he was one of the artists who regularly recorded on the Grosvenor label. The title of this new CD, and it's all recorded on the Hammond A100, Roland Atelier and Yamaha PS950, is called Organized Dance Time, and can of course be purchased from Howard during the summer season at Scarborough, or, failing that, via the Organ First web pages. This next item is one that Howard composed especially for his wife Eileen, and it's a jive simply called Eileen's Dance. Thank you. Eileen's Dance, and before that, a Quick Step medley, both taken from the new Howard Beaumont CD, full details of which are on the Organ First Radio webpage. And don't forget, if you're holidaying in Scarborough, why not pop in and listen to Howard, or even go to one of the coffee dances. Over the years, I've been posting a series of theatre and electronic organ world videos on YouTube under the generic title of Organ Celebrities. And one of the most recent ones deals with the music, the life and times of Ray Bohr, former Radio City Music Hall organist. The Music Hall, of course, wasn't the only New York venue to have an organ, one other being the Centre Theatre, which originally opened its doors as the RKO Roxy Theatre in 1932. It survived for only 21 years and has now been replaced by a 19-storey office building. On the evening before the Wurlitzer was due to be removed, Ray Bohr turned on the wind for one final time and recorded some off-the-cuff tracks on the remaining racks that were in working order. And this is one of them. This Can't Be Love. Ray Bohr and This Can't Be Love, and that was the very last number ever played on the organ in the Centre Theatre, and you can follow the Ray Bohr story on YouTube by simply searching Organ Celebrities Volume 39. I promise you, it's full of interesting facts and recordings never heard before. In the fullness of time, that organ went into the Wheels Arena of the Alexandra Roller Rink in Virginia, where organist Jimmy Boyce installed it as an unenclosed instrument. In other words, the pipework was fully exposed instead of being behind sets of swell shades to control the volume. I guess with hundreds of roller blades hairing round the arena, the subtleties of controlling the volume were the least of its requirements. But in the empty building, Jimmy Boyce proved that it was possible to control the sound to a certain degree and went on to make a couple of LPs. A track from one, which we're going to hear now, is called The Rustic Dance.
Thank you.
the rustic dance and the sounds of 34 ranks of unenclosed Wurlitzer in the hands of the late Jimmy Boyce. What a sound! Another example of an unenclosed Wurlitzer providing music for skating, in this instance ice skating, is this recording by Don Simmons at the Oaks Park Skating Rink in Portland, Oregon. Slightly less in rankage, an impressive sound nevertheless. Here's Don Simmons in the company of Sweet Georgia Brown. Sweet Georgia Brown, played by Don Simmons. I was talking with a long-time organist friend of mine, Dave Nicholas, the other week, and he proudly told me that in recognition of his 25 years of playing the organ for the special film night programmes at the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall, he's just been presented with an inscribed Waterford crystal vase. In the 25 years he's played the Rushworth and Draper organ prior to each show, he's become something of a celebrity, and there are a number of videos of him on YouTube playing the organ and being interviewed about his role in the film night programmes. Although the instrument is not a theatre organ, you'd be surprised just how many people think it is. Mind you, Dave does do his best to make it sound like one with items such as this. Thank you. Dave Nicholas at the Rushworth and Draper organ in the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall. Memories, of course, of those two screen legends, Laurel and Hardy, and The Trail of the Lonesome Pine from their 1937 film Way Out West. It even got to number 2 in the UK hit parade in 1975, and I noticed that there's now a colourised version on the internet of the barroom sequence in which Stan and Ollie sing the song, which is often known by its other title, The Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Another organist who was presented with an award in recognition of his services to the community, albeit back in 2005, is Eric Barlow. He was named as Organist Emeritus of Stockport Town Hall and presented with a silver tray. In my Manchester days, I often heard him play at the Free Trade Hall Wurlitzer, and he appeared on my radio programme many times. I guess you could say he was the Victor Sylvester of the organ dance band scene in the Northwest. Dancing on My Heart, It's Foolish But It's Fun, and The First Time I Saw You, played on the former Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer when it was in the Free Trade Hall, and of course it now resides in Stockport Town Hall. Eric's good friend Christopher Buxton emailed me to say that he's just completed a web page for Eric, which is full of historic photos and videos, and which is shared with another famous Manchester area organist, Charles Brown. Anyway, congratulations to both Eric Barlow and Dave Nicholas. It's nice to learn that the man in the street does get due recognition for the enjoyment that they bring to the community as a whole. And when it involves playing the organ, it's even more special. Come Fly With Me is a tune synonymous with Frank Sinatra, and it was written especially for him back in 1957. But for the purpose of the next two items, it also happens to be the title of a newish album by Matthew Basson. I say newish because it was released last year, and it's been followed by a later release, which I'll be featuring in next month's show. A very versatile artist is our Matthew, and it's nothing to see him pick up an accordion and play along to organ accompaniment, or even break into song or play the piano. Not that it has anything to do with his multi-talented artistry, but he's a fellow Northamptonian too. Recorded on his Roland Atelier AT100, he's about to revive some musical memories of the talented duo Fred and Ginger. Astaire and Rodgers, that is. Let's Face the Music and Dance, Change Partners and Cheek to Cheek, played there by Matthew Basson. In total, there's 12 tracks, four of which are vocals, including this one, which, like the CD title track, always linking back to old Blue Eyes, Don't Laugh at Me, is one written by and made famous by Norman Wisdom.
I'm not good looking, I'm not too smart, I may be foolish, but I've got a heart. I love the flowers and I love the sun, but when I try to love the ghost, they laugh at me and run. Don't laugh at me, 'cause I'm a fool. Oh, I know it's true. Yes, I'm a fool. No one seems to care. I'd give my world to share my love with someone who really loves me. Well, I see them all falling in love. But my lucky star shines from above. Someday maybe my star will shine on me. So don't laugh at me, 'cause I'm a fool. Give my world to share my love with someone who really loves me. Well, I see them all falling in love. But my lucky star from above. Someday maybe my star will shine on me. So don't laugh at me, 'cause I'm a
Memories of Norman Wisdom, who died back in 2002, aged 95. Don't Laugh at Me, sung there by Matthew Basson and taken from his latest CD, details of which are on the Organ First web pages. Next month, I'll be featuring his latest release, which is titled Bring Him Home. I did promise one of my regular listeners that I'd include a request for him in the August programme, but as I've got some spare time this month, this is for Bill, who I know is a big fan of Rudy Rosa, an American organist and keyboard artist with some excellent videos up on YouTube. So here is Rudy with Daddy. Thank you. Right now, it's time to get into the holiday mood with a musical trip to Spain. If your passport arrived in time, that is. Ready to take us there is Michael Waldridge of the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer with Viva Los Valientes. Viva Los Valientes was composed by Michael Waldridge's organ tutor, Bobby Pagan. Well, next month, I hope to be able to share with you some very rare recordings of the Gaumont State Wurlitzer, which you heard there. But these recordings were made some 50 years ago, when reel-to-reel tape recording was still very much in its infancy. Let's take a quick trip up to Blackpool now. Seated at the Wurlitzer for a rare recording session is none other than the legendary Brian Sharp. He's about to play a delightful little composition by Ivor Novello called Fly Home, Little Heart. Thank you. Fly Home, Little Heart, taken from the Ivor Novello show King's Rhapsody. And I really wish there were more recordings of Brian Sharp at that organ, because he brings a whole new dimension to it. Much the same sentiments could be attached to Hector Oliveira, who I wish would make some more of those exciting theatre organ recordings that he did in his early days. Let's close out the show this month with the man himself at the 28-ranked Kimball Organ in John Dickinson High School, Delaware, with a theme from an American soap opera that I doubt anyone has heard of in this country. Nevertheless, the series was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and the very catchy tune was called It's Such a Good Feeling. And with it, I'll take my leave of you for this edition of Organ First Radio. This is Alan Ashton, as ever, saying bye for now. Thank you.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.